Moncrief on News Talk.
Tom Dunn with you, News Talk 106.1, standing in for Sean today. Now, as I mentioned, tonight, for the first time, a comprehensive telling of the Irish famine will be aired in RTE in conjunction with University College Cork. Part one of The Hunger, the story of the Irish famine, airs in RTE 1 tonight at 21:35, a part two airing next Monday the 7th. Tonight's episode will look at the social, political, economic conditions that allowed the famine to occur in Ireland and Europe. Joining me now on News Talk is the executive producer from UCD on this project, John Fitzgerald, Director of Information Services and Librarian at University College Cork. John, you're very welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Tom. I'm great, and it's great to be here.
Thanks. It's described as for the first time. I would have thought there'd been many looks at the famine. So what's different about this?
Yeah, well, this is based largely on our book, The Atlas of the Great Irish Famine, which we published here in UCC in 2012. And that gathered together well over 50 expert views and academic and other experts to look at the famine in a new light. And basically what we did was we remapped Ireland using the census information from the time of the famine. And we got some very interesting new findings in terms of how the famine spread across the country, who it affected, where it was most prevalent, and what its effects were on ordinary people. I suppose that story really hadn't been told as much before. And what this documentary does is it takes it a step further and it looks at the famine in the context of the effects on the ordinary people. We've also telescoped it out to look at it in a European context, because the potato blight came to Antwerp first before it landed in Ireland in 1845, and it devastated parts of Europe and France and Belgium and Holland and Prussia. There were well over 100,000 deaths. It wasn't as severe there because the authorities took more control, if you like, of the situation. And so we're looking at it from an international context with new evidence, and also from a very local context.
Okay. There's two things that strike me about it that I'll be fascinated to know more about. The first is the simple impact on Ireland. It's hard to almost exaggerate. I mean, just to give you one of the facts I've seen. Today, Ireland is the only country in the Western world with a population lower than it had in the 1840s.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. And do you know that in the 1840s, there were 27 million people in Great Britain and Ireland. A third of those were Irish, 9 million almost. So we comprised a third of the population of this archipelago, if you will, which was extraordinary. Yeah, it was devastating. I mean, we lost 1 million through death, and then 2 million emigrated. And as you know, we've had immigration right up until the 21st century. So it's easily the most devastating famine on any country that we can document in terms of its intensity. And it's probably the most traumatic event as a country in modern terms, you know, since the Cromwellian invasion that we have experienced.
When you look at those numbers, if you're saying 27 million, 9 of them are Irish, then 18 are English. Since then, we're now, whatever it is, around 5 or so, in England around 60. I mean, it's a withering blow on Ireland. Yeah. And phenomenal. And the other side of that is the sheer horror of what the country went through.
Yeah, it was terrible. And again, we have a lot of first-hand accounts in the documentary. Some of them are actually quite chilling. Some of them are extremely difficult to watch. Some of them are very moving. You know, you had this wonderful doctor, Daniel O'Donovan in Skibbereen, who went out of his way, who paid for burials, who tended to the sick and the dying. There's a story from Bridget O'Connell, this mother in County Clare, which will, you know, it's devastating. It will resonate with any parent, indeed any adult, in modern times. And you know, when you see what people went through, just in terms of starvation, it was really, really difficult, you know, and what people had to resort to feed themselves when they could, again, was chilling.
Right. A thing people have often said about it is that it's actually almost too horrific to face into.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a very interesting point, because what we did was we tried to address it as a trauma, you know, in the way that we've looked at it academically here and in the documentary, because Hugh Dorian, a man who wrote about the famine, who went through it and wrote about it afterwards, one of the few kind of first-hand accounts, he spoke about the silences in houses after the famine, where there had been music and song and dance and storytelling. When people gathered in the 1850s and 60s, they were silent. They were absolutely traumatized. And I think that kind of trauma translated into shame to some degree, and right up into modern times to some extent, an avoidance of the topic. So we're I suppose trying to turn the focus back on the trauma and trying to be, you know, as objective, but as a diagnostic as we can as well, in terms of what the causes really were.
Right, and I suppose another thing about it is anger and I suppose wanting to apportion blame, because you mentioned in Europe, it hit Europe, yet the figures there for France, Belgium, Holland, Scotland and Prussia, about 100,000 dead, here millions. How it's managed and how the British government reacts, they're big questions, aren't they?
They are, and I don't think we shy away from them in the documentary. I mean, you know, at the time, Britain was pursuing a kind of what we would now call a neoliberal economic. They had this kind of providentialist sense that the market couldn't be interfered with, and that if Ireland was suffering, and because it was overpopulated, then it had to be, that had to continue as to happen in order to solve the problem itself. And so, I mean, this was, it's astounding when you think that these were subjects of the British Crown. We were citizens, if you want to use a modern term, of Great Britain. And yet, right in the middle of the most powerful imperial force in the world, this kind of death was occurring. You know, one of the questions that's asked is, was it genocide? You know, one of our contributors talks about, well, may not have been genocide, but it certainly was general slaughter, which is an interesting term. But, you know, I suppose the English attitude, the British attitude at the time was to let exports continue, to you know, one of the statistics we unearthed was that there were 90 million eggs exported, 90 million annually, you know, before 1845, from Ireland to Great Britain, enough corn to feed 2 million people, huge amounts of livestock, fish, and lots of other natural resources. So it was very difficult. And there were a lot of people on the British side who were not in agreement with the policy, the laissez-faire policy. And I suppose then there were also the decisions to close the public works. So the people had no, they didn't even have the subsidized work to close the soup kitchens, which was a devastating decision in Act 47. And then to tax the Irish landlords. So, you know, there was a series of punitive, devastating measures of policy taken at the same time.
Right. It sounds like it's going to be quite a hard watch tonight, John.
It's going to be fascinating. It's beautifully shot by Ruan McGann and produced, and the narration by Liam Neeson is absolutely superb, very moving. But the cinematography is absolutely stunning, and it's not all doom and gloom. We the next episode on this day next week will look at the kind of the resurgence of energy throughout Ireland and how the famine helped to rebuild America, for instance, and how it infused a sense of energy into our new identity in the 20th century.
Right. I can't wait to watch. John, thanks very much for joining me. That's John Fitzgerald, Director of Information Services Librarian at University College Cork. The Hunger, the Story of the Irish Famine, airs on RT1 tonight at 9:35. Part 2 is next Monday at the same time. So to learn more, you can visit rte.ie/history on that. Tom Dunn with you with a very quick break back after this.
Moncrief on News Talk.